Amen. Revelation chapter 4. The book of Revelation, chapter number 4. The Revelation. No other revelation. Nobody got a new revelation. Sister so-and-so down the road didn't get a new revelation. Brother so-and-so didn't get a new revelation. This is the revelation. Amen. And been really kind of battling on which way to go. And I personally don't like that, to be honest with you. Can't get away from this. And then open up that songbook on the back. In the back of your songbook, there's a, I don't know if it's in every songbook, but somebody has stuck a verse in the back of a songbook, like glued it in there. Revelation chapter number 4.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Well, amen. You know, and just different things. I'm one of them that you have to have it on a billboard. And so you know what God does? He sticks it on a billboard. Amen. And I still say, are you sure? You know, I'm like that. And just things have happened, it seemed like, through the day that have led up to this. And I'm just going to read the first three verses here. We'll let you be seated. Thank you for those songs. Amen. Amen. The family that come in. Thank you, brother. I enjoyed that.
Amen.
And what a blessing that was. And then, Brother Calloway, thank you, brother.
Amen.
And I'm involved in a lot of choirs in North Carolina. And we do a choir workshop. Last year we had 23 churches represented.
Amen.
And then we traveled different places. But I teach that song all over North Carolina. He's coming.
Amen.
And so it's an honor to meet
Amen.
You. It really is. And I thank God for you.
Amen.
I hope that's all right. And I do that song justice. I thought maybe I shouldn't tell him that. You know? But I'm going to be honest with you with that song. We taught it to a church in Burnsville. And I didn't know anybody there but the pastor, and just had met him, Brother Bradley Boone. And they have a Bible college there. And I started just walking through that song. And we had revival just walking through how we were going to sing it, really.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a stickler on things. And so you got to do it like this, you know. And the glory fell. While I was just talking through it, Caitlin was over there just playing it, you know, real light. And we're closer to the greatest event, you know. And the ladies sing that part a lot of times, you know, and I'd say, it's not, we're closer to, you know, I'd say, no, we're closer to. I said, everybody's got to say it like that.
Right.
Because the two of you mess that up, it'll blow it off. You got, you know, and so they'd sing it, and we'd sing that part 1,000 times, you know, we're closer, until they all got it in their mind. All right, now let's go to the second line. And second line. And when he comes, and we're just talking through it. And I said, here's how we're doing it, and the glory fell. And I was crying, trying to teach a song. You can't do that. Brother Bradley was another pastor, and glory, praise God, you know. And we had to take intermission, really. And I said, well, hallelujah, amen. This is going to be good. I said, now y'all got to get this, amen. And then we taught that last year at our choir workshop, brother. And so Brother Jim Burns, that sang with the Burns Trio, comes in to be with us. And different Brother Stacy Piercy comes in, and Brother Ryan Marlowe, Connor Williams, Forster Myers, different ones come in. And so God bless you. It's an honor to be with you. And I'm going to have to get my picture, if that's all right, and send it to them fellas. Amen. And that city of refuge. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God he's my refuge. Amen. Amen. Well, it's just, amen. You got to be easy. Amen. Brother Farrell, I was hoping he'd just take off. Amen. Preach a bit, you know. I appreciate that. Here, Revelation chapter number 4, verse number 1. The Bible says, and after this, amen. It's coming a day, amen.
Yeah, amen.
After what? After the church is gone, amen.
Amen.
That's what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
Laodicean church age. That's the last church. And so I believe it's here. He says, after what's happening right here.
Right.
And so Revelation chapter number 1, he tells John, he says, look, I want you to write down what you've seen.
Yep.
What I'm going to tell you. And then what's going to come after this.
Right.
So here you're getting ready to read a book that's got the past, the future, and the present, all in one. And so he says, after this, after the church is gone, look what he says. I looked after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be here, must be. It's not just a question. This is what's going to have to happen hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. There was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Help us now. Thank you for the sweet song service, God, and how it stirred our heart. And I pray that you would be pleased with everything that's done. I believe you have been, but everything that's said, give us clarity of thought, clarity of speech, and Holy Spirit of God, do that that I cannot do, and that speak to the hearts of people. Draw us nearer, dear Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Yes.
We sure do need you. We need a touch from heaven. Yes, we need to hear from heaven. And I pray that you'd help us. Now, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You can be seated. Thank you so much. This book of Revelation, I'm always kind of iffy, to be honest with you, to go to the book of Revelation, because I really don't think I know enough about it.
Right.
And to say that, I don't know if any preacher could really say that they know much about this book. And I've got a lot of members, and I taught a teen Sunday school class for years, a young folks Sunday school class, and every one of them would want to say, preacher, we want to study the Revelation. And I'd tell them, I don't feel like I'm, and I've took classes, Bible classes, and went through all that. And I said, I really don't think I'm capable of teaching that. And I said, here's what you do. Make sure you're saved.
Right.
Amen. We'll read chapters 1 through 3, and then we'll skip a couple.
Yeah.
We won't have to worry about that. Amen. And we'll come back on a horse, praise God,
right.
You know,
amen.
And then we'll go over there about chapter number 20, and we'll pick up. Amen.
Amen.
And so there's a lot in this book, really. There's a lot in this book that some have a hold on, a grip on. I've read after, but there's just so much in here and so many things. Because whenever he said, and it looked like,
right.
You know, and John would say, here's what's going to happen. Well, what happened was it looked like, you know, and he said, I don't even know.
Right.
Matter of fact, there was some things that happened in here. And John said, I took my pen out and God said, put your pen up. Ain't that something?
Right.
And so there's so much in this book, but I want to look at this. I know this is the last evening, and we have enjoyed being here and made new friendships. Amen. And so God bless you. I hope we can come back and be with you. And maybe I pulled my weight and brought in enough. Amen. In there ready. Playing with you. But I hope it goes and continues well. And you pray for us. We'll be on the road all day tomorrow to get home. We'll gain an hour. Amen. So we'll be going back home tomorrow. 9 or 10 hours, and so you be praying for us, and we'll be back there with our people on Sunday. Looking forward to that, and seeing them. We've been out of church for a week. Haven't met together since last Wednesday because of snow. And so, I mean, snow or not, we're gonna have church Sunday, amen. And we'll take our sleds and four wheelers and everything. You know, we'll get there. But no, but you pray for us, and we'll be back with them. But this book here in Revelation, chapter number 4. What's happened is chapter number 1, and y'all know what's happened here. I'm just trying to bring us up to par. And John, the beloved,
right.
He is thrown here on the Isle of Patmos in prison, right? And so I've got my mind kind of like Alcatraz, you know?
Yeah.
And it's an island off by itself. No, y'all got hucks here. We've got all kinds of stuff, but no hucks there.
Right.
No Subway. Hey, no Dollar Generals.
Right.
You believe it? I bet there's one on Patmos Island. But there wasn't none here, you know. If it's like at home here, we've got a Dollar General everywhere. If you've got an empty building, it'll become a church or a Dollar General before long. And he's here, there's nothing. They have tarred and feathered this man. Put him in boiling oil and dipped him in it. Really want him to die. I'm talking about suffer. Of all the disciples of Judas, we know that Judas, he went to his own place, right? Then all the other disciples gave their life for the cause of Christ. I'm talking in just crucial ways. And we could go through that, but then John, somehow he died of old age. I don't know how that happened. They tried to kill him. I believe they tried to kill him. You don't put somebody in boiling oil and don't try to kill him. And tried to kill him, but God spared his life. And now they put him in prison all by himself out here on this island and thought, here's what we'll do. We'll stick him out here by himself. And literally with his condition, physical condition, and his mental state, he'll go crazy. And I really think that's thinking he will end up committing suicide out there on that island. But guess what? He was out there and said, we don't know how long he was there, but then he said this, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard behind me a voice, amen. And God spoke to him, amen. Can you imagine that? Think you all by yourself and God speak to you. Hey, I'm going to show you something. I turn around and looked at him. He describes him in chapter number 1 of what it looked like. Amen. We get the same description Isaiah saw there in Isaiah chapter number 6. And then he says, I'm going to tell you something. I want these letters that are written in these churches. And there's different angels. I want you to write this down. And so he takes his pen out and starts writing. He says, here's a church. And he went through all the church ages. And then he gets there to Laodicea and he talks about them. But then after that, now listen, after that, chapter number 4, that's where we're at. John says, and after this, something happened. Right? That's what he says. Something happened. Something different happened. And now he's recording what happened. After this, look what he says. I looked and beheld. Something happened. There was a voice, right? There was a voice in a door. With the help of the Lord, I'm going to preach this thought. There's a brighter day coming.
Amen.
And the reason we're in a dark time, aren't we? Man, we're in a dark time. And even this church, the brother talking about, and we've gotten bad news, it seems like. I'm talking about terrible news. And everywhere you turn, it's just wicked news and bad news. And I told the church they need to quit saying the 11 o'clock news. They need to call it 11 o'clock bad news, you know. And so... they get you all messed up and stressed out, anxious, and then they want you to go to sleep, you know. And we're crazy enough to stay up watching, amen. Or listen to it. We don't watch no news at all, be honest with you. Thank God for that. And so we don't have time to know what's going on. I had COVID in 2020 and preached revival. That's what kept me out of the hospital. I preached revival with pneumonia and literally did not know some of the things I was saying and was just wore out when it was done. I saw the doctor the Saturday after and they said, you got pneumonia. You've had COVID. And I did, preacher, do you not know what's going around? No, I don't know what's going around. You don't watch the news? No, I don't watch the news. There's a virus going around and it's messed you up, but your ignorance kept you out of the hospital. Thank God for ignorance. Amen. And so kept going. And so we had, amen. And we just had it 3 weeks ago too, right before we came. It's our first meeting back. Had to cancel 3. And so we all, thank God our whole family had it really. And so, we don't have to worry about it maybe for another 3 months or something. But bad news. Man, it's bad news. Brother, your family's been affected. Bad news. Sis has been affected. She wasn't like it. She's thinking, I don't even know what's going on. Amen. Thank God for your spirit, though. Amen. And she hit a lick on that piano. Praise God. Amen. And the girl sang with power. But it just seems like in the last little bit, things have happened in this world. It's messed up. We want to push blame to somebody. You know, we don't even know who to blame. We want to blame our president. We want to blame the government. Sometimes we do just because we want to. So we don't like them, you know. So we'll blame them. But really, it's not them.
Right.
Really, everything's just going just like it's supposed to go. You know, we believe God's in control. He sets up kings and puts down kings and takes them on thrones and takes them off of thrones. And I tell you, listen, for the child of God, hey, it's a brighter day coming. Amen. Listen, if you're lost today, this is as good as it gets. That's as good. You're living your best life now. Amen. Somebody put a book out like that. Amen. You know why he lost? It's your best life right now. But thank God for the child of God, there's a better day coming.
Amen.
A brighter day coming.
Right.
And here John gives us a little snapshot. That's what the Bible is. It's just a little snapshot. Almost like God takes a Kodak and gives it to us, you know. And here's what he's given us. We got this, the reality of this place. We've got a reality of this place. And here's the reality. There's a sound that's going to usher the church in. there was a sound that ushered John in. And look what it was. He said there was a door open, and the first voice which I heard, it says, a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And so there was a sound. And what was that? Paul gave this record in 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, right? Which those are there. He said, but here's what's going to happen. God, the Lord Jesus, going to step out on a cloud. Amen. And the trumpet of God shall sound. Amen. The voice is going to be heard. And that, what's that voice going to say? I believe the child of God is going to sound something like this. Come up hither. Amen. And so the trumpet of God's going to sound, and we're going to be gone. And I'm glad, listen, the Bible doesn't contradict itself, but rather it backs itself up. Amen. What Paul's talking about in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, John's recording right here in Revelation chapter number 4. Amen. It's going to be a sound. Well, I'm just going to read it just a bit. Amen. He said he's coming. He done sung half my message. Amen. He said the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and listen, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. And so there's going to, listen, there's going to be a sound that's going to happen. Amen. I believe in the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe the next thing that we're going to hear is a trumpet from heaven. Amen. The next sound that's going to come out of the clouds and come out of the third heaven is going to be for the church, praise God. And it's going to usher us up to the clouds to be with the Lord, amen. Hey, get this. He's not going to send somebody after us. He's not going to send one of his angels to come down and get us. But the Bible said that he will step out on a cloud and he's going to call us up to meet him in the air, amen. It's going to be a sound for, oh yes, friend, listen, as far as you're biblical, if you're a biblicist, listen, you're not going to have to worry about going through a tribulation time. Hey, listen, we've been saved from the wrath to come. He'll tell you that in Thessalonians. There's nowhere in here, I read right here in this place, that there's something going to happen we're going to have to go through. No, when the church is gone, thank God, I'm gone, amen. And he that will let, has held back, will not let, will let. That's what he's saying, Paul said in Thessalonians. And so there's a sound. Listen, there's a, thank God there's a brighter day. Amen. It could happen anytime. Amen. Man, there's all through the Bible. And Matthew chapter number 24, he talks about the end times and what's going to happen and what to look for. But can I tell you this? He didn't say what to look for about the rapture. It could happen at any minute. At any minute. I'm talking about any time the Lord could say, that's it. Amen. It don't even talk about Gabriel blowing a trumpet. It just says it's going to happen. Amen. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Here's what he said. I'll meet him halfway. Praise God. Amen. He's in the third heaven. Thank God we're down here. I'll meet him halfway. Amen. And this is what's going to happen. There's a sound that's going to happen. Oh, let's look now. There's a door that's open. Yeah, who's that? I'm just going to hit this. There's a door. What's this door? More. Who is this door? It's the Lord Jesus. Listen, Jesus said, I am the door. In John 10, John 14, he says, I'm the way. There's only one door, only one way into heaven, right? Paul said, listen, John, I'm going to get them all messed up tonight. John said this, there's a door open to heaven. And then there's a voice that said, come up here. And look what else he says. And immediately, That's where Paul over said, in the twinkle of an eye.
Right.
Immediately, poof, you're there.
Right.
Amen. There ain't gonna be no stops. There ain't gonna be no yields. There ain't gonna be no stoplights over there. Right. It's gonna be straight from here to there, thank God. Amen. And somebody said it's gonna be an airplane ride. They said, no, it's gonna be a plain air ride. Amen. I can't explain it to you. That's just what the Bible says.
Right.
John said, hey, listen, I saw a door and a voice said, come on. And so I couldn't do anything. Immediately I was there. Amen. Somebody says, well, when the rapture happens, you ain't going to do nothing if you're saved. You're just going to be there.
Right.
You ain't going to have no time to go get a bologna sandwich. You ain't going to have no time to go grab your Bible. You ain't going to have time to put on your shoes. Amen. There'd be one man in the field left. There'd be one man gone. There'd be one man in the bed left. There'd be another man gone. I'm talking about the imminent return of Christ. And listen, it could happen on the calendar of what's going to happen next. That's what we're waiting on. Amen. Preacher, are you sure he hadn't came? Absolutely sure. Why? Because right, look at me. I'm here, thank God. Amen. When it happens, I won't be here. Amen. Amen. Let's look now. There's the sound. I'm just trying to get through this a little bit of peace, right? There's a sound that happens. There's a sound reality of that place. There's a sound at the entrance. And then there's a sight that caught his attention. What's this sight? Now I want you to look now. Hear what he says. He says, come up hither. Verse 2, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, here's what I said. He said, there's something that caught my attention, and behold, a throne.
Yep.
Amen. Ain't that what it says?
Right.
And I hate to break bad news right here, and that breaks my heart. But he didn't say, and behold, there was mama.
Right.
And behold, there was daddy, right? And behold, there was a river and had fish in it. People say, when I get to heaven, I'm going to go fishing.
Nope.
I don't know where to get that.
Right.
And there was, people say, well, he led race cars. He got up there. He probably prayed God's going to put him in a race. Ain't going to be no race cars. Thank God for that.
Right.
They're down there at the house right now, and all signs are everywhere. We want you back. Talking about the North Hooksboro Speedway.
Yep.
Man, I've got so much in me that wants to just bust that wide open. I don't want it to come back. Thank God it's gone. It's going to bring in alcohol. It's going to bring in people laying out church to go to. It's going to bring youngies wanting to get a fast car and ride 1,000 miles an hour somewhere. And it makes no sense. They'll spend tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get in a car, go 500 miles and open the door exactly where they started from. That don't make no, if I'm going to drive 500 miles, friend, I'm going to get out somewhere different than I started. And then we're worried about young, and we're worried about people not growing up. And I said, don't bring that in town, thank God. Hey man, bring a steel chainsaw place in town, or Husqvarna, or something like that. Bring something that makes sense, you know. Everywhere you go, we want you back. Tabitha said the other day, who's that we? You know, I think about writing a paper and saying, who is we?
Amen.
Speak for yourself. Put your name out there. Don't put me in there. I don't want you back, you know. Preacher, are you serious? Absolutely. It brings so much money into the community. And alcohol sales will go. We've already got the Merle mess going on down there.
Yeah, sure do.
We got all kinds of ungodliness going on down. We don't need that, you know. But there won't be no race car in heaven. Here's what he said caught his attention. Look now. I'm talking about there's a sound at the entrance. There's a sight that caught his attention. He said, it's behold. That means gather around here and look. Take a gander. Here's what my eyes were on. And behold, a throne was set in heaven. And there was one that sat on the throne. Listen now. There was a throne set. Set, that word means put or placed on its proper position. This throne was not just out of happen chance there. It was not just out of coincidence there, but it was set in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Notice this. It was a singular throne. That Bible says that this sight in heaven, there was only one throne. Behold, a throne was set. There's no other throne. There's no double throne. There's only one throne for one person to rule and reign from. Friend, listen now. If you're having a hard time allowing God to rule your life here, you're going to have an awful hard time in heaven. Why? Because there's only one throne. A lot of times we like to share the throne of this life, don't we? We say, God, I want you to rule my life. But then we really want him to scoot over because we want to sit down there too and say, I want to snuggle up in this throne. But there's only one throne. You know, we tend to compromise or to try to with the word of God so we can still have authority in our life. But we had best overcome that and let God rule in our life. Let his word dictate our life. Why? Because there's only one throne in heaven. Amen. He said, behold, I saw a throne. Look what else now. This was an established throne. This was a set throne. This was a singular throne. And this was an established throne. This throne was not just put there yesterday. It had been set, it was set, and it will be forever set exactly where it was at. This throne caught his attention because of its appearance of being established and immovable. And I'm thankful for this, that this throne is not up for discussion on how long it's going to last. It is forever and will ever and will forever be established from eternity past to eternity future. Amen. Are we going to move that throne? That's not up for discussion. Or is somebody else going to take that throne? That's not up for discussion. This throne has been established. Amen.
Amen.
Now look at this. And it says, and one sat on the throne. One sat on the throne.
Amen.
Thank God we know that there's only one who's fit. Amen. And one who's fashioned. And one who's forever on the throne. There's not a name for this man on the throne. But hang on with me just a minute. Now look at this. We see the center of the whole scene. The throne and him that sat on the throne was the center of heaven.
Right.
Ain't that something?
That is right.
That's the centerpiece of heaven.
Yep.
Now get this. This pictures the universal government of the Lord.
Right.
It pictures that he controls everything. Amen.
Right.
It pictures that he alone has all power. He is the centerpiece of this city. There was a couple sites here. There's a, that was just the reality of this place. Well, there's coming a day, thank God. Amen. What's he tell us about? Just a little snapshot of heaven. So all through this word of God, and that's what God done. God's not bound by time. Amen. He is forever present. Amen. We're bound by time. But all things, God just says, well, I'm going to take a snapshot right here and let everybody know about it. I'm going to take a snapshot right there and take a snapshot. We're feeding off of that, thank God. But here he's giving a snapshot of what heaven is. Now look right here now. That was the reality of the place. Let's look at the reaction to the person. Here's what he says about this man on the throne. He says, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon. Now get this. He's telling us who this man is on the throne. He said he looked like this. He looked like. Right? Like. He's just trying to explain them to the best way he can.
Right?
We come down here, and I said, hey, what's that? What's Popeye's chicken? Well, it's kind of like Bojangles. Now, it's not Bojangles, but it's like Bojangles. What in the world's a Tacos, John's? Taco John's? You know, we're from North Carolina, brother. I ain't never seen a Taco John's. You know, we wear John's under our clothes when we get cold. Taco John's. Y'all know? We got John's behind the house, you know? And somebody come in our church, they still say that. Do you have a John here, you know? We're like Jerry Clower at times, amen? Y'all don't know that Jerry Clower. Younger generation don't even know Jerry Clower, you know? John Dunn, y'all never heard of John Dunn? Well, let's keep going. Hey, y'all hang out after church and ask me who John Dunn is, and I'll tell you. Amen. But here he says, you know, he was like this. He was like a jasper, right? He was like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an ember. Now look at the reaction to this person. He's astonished by him. And I want you to look at what he says. We see, number one, his loftiness. Now I'm just going to teach probably tonight. Amen. Last night God helped us. Amen. But tonight we're going to get through this. I don't even know how it's going to go, to be honest with you. I ain't preached this.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Here's what happened. We see, number one, his loftiness. This is reaction to the person. Look what he says now. He was in heaven, right?
Yep.
And now this one is on the throne, and he is above all. He's loftiness. He's over the world, amen. He told John to come up hither, and he one day, listen, he's going to tell us to come up hither.
Right.
And so this one who's on the throne, he is above all, amen.
Amen.
He is all in all, amen. He's above the world's ways, amen. He's above the world's wisdom, amen. He's above the world's worry. He's above the world's fear. And he's above the world's fashion. He's above this world's frustration, friend. Isaiah saw him over there and said this, he is high and lifted up. And he had angelic beings that were circling him constantly. And the only vocabulary that they had was this, holy, 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 holy. They say that those beings are beings that literally are trying to, they're it for me. They're trying to find something wrong with him. And so they're circling, that's the picture of that. They're circling around him and they're trying to find something wrong with him. And what can we say about this man who's on the throne? And Isaiah said that he's there, amen. And his train, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. His train filled the temple. And they said that there's these beings and they've got six wings and two of them's covering their eyes and two of them's are flying and two of them's covering their feet. And they're circling around this man and they're trying to find something wrong with him. I'm talking about for eternity. They've been serving. Here's what they're saying. Holy, 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 holy. Hey, have you found anything wrong with him? Holy, holy, holy. Night and day. Listen now. They circle around the throne of God and they're saying, here's what we found out about him. He's holy. Amen. Amen. He's holy. Talking about his loftiness. I'm talking about the only thing they know how to say is holy. And they ain't even running. They said, here's what we'll do. We're going to talk about his personality. We're going to talk about his character. We're going to drum up who he is. And we want to hold, and God said, I'm going to record it in my word. So everybody will know exactly everything they need to know about God and where he's at. Isaiah said, he's high and he's lifted up. And them angels are searching him over and trying to find a way to tell us and trying to find a way to tell Isaiah who he is and what he's like. And the only thing they can do is flap two wings and cover two wings and cover with two wings. And they just say, well, here's what we found out about him. He's holy. Amen. He's holy. I'm talking about, here's his reaction, his loftiness. Number two, his, y'all go preach me today, his leisure. Look at his leisure. And one sat on the throne. He wasn't in a panic. He was in complete control. He sat. He didn't have his tablet out trying to Google on what's going on. He wasn't watching Dr. Phil, pondering, how do I get out of this situation? He sat. He wasn't at work on what to do next. He wasn't nervous. He sat. He wasn't pacing the floor. The Bible says he sat. He wasn't taking pills and drinking energy drinks. The Bible says that he sat. And friend, his sitting gives me comfort. Amen. His sitting helps me to press on. His sitting is a picture that his work is finished. His sitting is a, amen, that he's in complete control and is aware of what is going on. I can say this right here. Let me interject. Like Brother Joe Arthur said, hey, I put in my notes, stop and say hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad that I do not serve. Amen. I'm glad I do not serve and worship one that's in a grave. Amen. One that's mummified in a tomb. Amen. I'm glad I don't serve one who's in a jar. I'm glad I serve one, listen, who's in a tree. I'm glad I don't serve one who's trying to line up on what to do next, or one who's upset and has to change due to the circumstances. I'm glad I don't serve one who didn't know what was up next. But freedom, I serve and worship one who's in heaven and is sitting on his throne. Amen. Amen. He's not been called off guard. He's not amazed at what's taking place. His plan has not been interrupted. Amen. His life has not been altered due to the pandemic. His hands are not sweating. Amen. He's already in tomorrow and knows and is in complete control. And he's still on schedule for the next move. Amen. Child of God, listen. Other religions, listen now. They might be in a mess, but I'm glad that our God's not upset. He's not altered. But you can read in your Bible and it says, and one sat on the throne. Amen. What's he doing right now? He's sitting on the throne. What's going on in heaven right now? He's sitting on the throne. And them accusing angels are still circling around over this chair, and they're still saying, well, here's what we find out about him. He's holy. Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. Well, we've seen his loftiness and his leisure. Let's look at his look. He says he's like a jasper stone. Now, that stone's a clear stone. It's described as being clear as crystal in Revelation chapter number 20. This represents and describes the one who sat on the throne's glory and holiness. Amen. He said he's like a jasper stone, a clear stone. His holiness is pure. His holiness is perfect. His holiness is forever. He that sat on the throne is perfectly holy. Like a sardine stone or sardine stone. I don't know how you say it. We say sardines at the house. It's got an I. That makes it seem like a long I, mama. And so I'd say sardine stone. But if you go to the house and say, what do you eat for lunch? I'm going to eat some sardines. People think you crazy. They'll think you from Kentucky. Yeah. We do things different than y'all down there. Amen. And that's just the way it is, you know. And so like the hot dogs. We saw the hot dogs. One of the kids said, I don't know if they eat slaw and mustard and relish on their hot dog. And he said, it got chili beans and cheese. Yeah. I said, thank God, let's eat that. Man, I eat anything. It don't matter to me. I eat it. I've been in foreign countries, and you just pray and eat. Yeah. You don't ask what kind of meat it is.
Right.
I'm pretty sure we ate horse one time. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Right.
It's all right. I got sick, but I lived through it. Amen. Y'all been there, ain't you? Eat fish that's moving. Well, you do. You stab it. You pin it. You need two forks. One stabs it to the plate. The other one eats it. Praise God. I'm still here. I got sick. I'm still here. Amen. You beat your mother-in-law's cooking. You're still here. Amen. Well, let's look here. Amen. Sardine stone, often called the bloody stone, right? This represents the blood atonement demanded by God for the remission of sins. This stone describes another aspect of the one that it represents. Yes, he's known by being pure, but he's also known by his blood.
Amen.
Now, Peter said it's precious blood.
Right.
John says it's cleansing blood.
Yep.
Paul said it's redeeming blood. We are justified through his blood. Luke testified and said we're made one in this blood.
Right.
And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So I'd say thank God for the testimony of the stones here. Amen.
Amen.
And what they represent. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flow, lose it. Why get happy about the blood? Because I'm that sinner that was under it. Amen. Hallelujah. I jumped in dirty and I came out clean. Amen. I ran dirty. Amen. Amen. How can you, listen now, how can we have one stone that's clear as crystal and then also as red as blood? Here's what he was saying. That man that sat on the stone looked clear and red. How you look clear and red? You ever thought of that? What kind of drink are you drinking? I'm drinking a clear drink, but it's red. Are y'all with me now?
Yeah.
And this is what he said. Now let's look at it. He said, and he that sat was to look up like a jasper and a sardine stone. Now that's something, ain't it? Now get this now. How can one look as clear as crystal and also as red as what he would say as a bloody stone? Well, there's only one throne. There's only one who sat on the throne. And there's only one who could and can and does fit that description.
Yep.
Right? We don't have a name here, but thank God we know who he is. Amen. And who is this he's talking about? Listen now. It's the Lamb of God. The one, the only, the Lord, Jesus Christ. He's the Lamb who was perfectly holy, without spot, without blemish, without sin, who came and gave his life a ransom to redeem fallen man. Peter said, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Paul said, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. John testified and said, hey, look, behold the Lamb of God which take away the sin of the world. No other one can have this look other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so he said that one is sitting on that throne is the Lord. And I'd say thank God he's pure. Thank God he's holy. And thank God he gave his blood to pardon my sin. Amen. I'm thinking of that song, church, he's coming back someday to take us home with him to stay where his glory forever we will share. And when that first trumpet sounds, we will all be glory bound. Up there we'll live forevermore. Here's what he said. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain. Amen. Thank God. Listen, friend, there's a brighter day coming. And what is it? John's giving us a snapshot of what it's going to be like. Amen. You see, he doesn't say anything about the news channels here and the media channels. He said, I'm in heaven. Everything's okay. Amen. Well, let's look at this and I'll be done. We see number one. I don't use a tablet. Some of you do. I can't even use a phone, thank God. We've seen the reality of the place, the reaction of this person, but now we see the reminder of the promises. Verse number 3 says that there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like it to an emerald. Emeralds are green, right? I don't understand all this. Rainbows are a different color, but rainbow is this. It's a symbol from God that he would not destroy the earth again by water. We know that. It's not a symbol of sin.
No.
And they perverted it.
Right.
It's a symbol of the promise. God's rainbow had 7 colors. I remember that Roy G. Biv, right? That's how we remember that. It had 7 colors signifying completeness. It signifies establishment and truth. The Sodomites crowd, listen, they've got a rainbow, but it's only 6 colors. It signifies the number of man, humanity, humanism. Ain't that something? Can I tell you this? God never tries to copy what the devil has. Devil's always trying to copy what God is. Always.
Always.
But he reflected the glory and he got boastful, got proud in heaven. What happened? God kicked him out. The Lord said, I beheld Satan. God body slammed him. He ended up right here.
Right.
Threw him out, kicked him out of heaven. He said, he's like lightning fell out. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know how fast, I don't know how it happened. God said, that's it. He's gone. Why? Because he wanted to be like God. He said, I want to be like him.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And I'd say this. Now, let's get back to this rainbow. He's talking about this rainbow. And I'd say this. I'm thankful that when John saw the city and saw the throne and the Lord sitting on the throne, he saw a rainbow round about that rain. Listen now, it might not seem like much to you, but friend, in times like these, that rainbow's something we can shout about.
Amen.
Let me give you this now. Here's what it means. Number one, storms have passed.
Amen.
Now in Genesis chapter number 9, listen, after the storm had passed and after the winds had ceased and after the waves had calmed down and Noah's there, you know, he's on a boat and the waters had receded, then the rainbow appeared. One of the great promises given about heaven is that there'll be no more storms. Amen.
Amen.
God set a rainbow in the cloud. Here's what he said. He says, I'm doing this as a covenant. I'm telling you right now. He said, I flood the whole earth and I killed every living creature on there besides Noah and his family. And he says, I'm going to put this in a sign. And whenever you see this, I want you to remember this. I'll not judge the world with water. I will not flood the whole earth again, ever again. Amen. And we know he won't do that. He's going to purify it next on fire. People say global warming, and I believe in global warming. Amen. I'm not a liberal. I believe in global warming.
Right.
Amen. God's going to do it somehow.
Yeah.
He didn't tell us how he's going to do it. He's just going to purify it with fire.
Right.
Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe that. You can show it to them. They still don't believe it.
Right.
I said, right here, Peter says it's going to be. No, we don't believe that. Let me find a video for you. You had to be here the other night to get that. Amen. I love them folks. They need the Lord. But here's what he said. He said, I'm going to judge it with fire. And so I don't know. We don't know how it's going to happen,
right.
You know. I think some of that stuff's, you know, made up. But,
right.
I mean, however God does it. And people say, you don't believe. Yeah, I believe in that. I actually believe the whole place is going to catch on fire.
Right.
Really? I thought you was one of them didn't believe in none of that stuff. Oh, no, I believe that. Actually, I really believe it. Well, there's icebergs melting out there, I'm sure.
Yep.
And icebergs will catch on fire.
Yeah.
You really believe that? Well, sure I do.
Yep.
Well, I thought you was conservative. I ain't. That mountain's going to catch on fire. It's going to burn.
Right.
It's going to melt rock, friend.
Right.
I said, it's global warming. You better get ready for it. Well, what do we do? I don't care if you recycle or not. You get right with God. That's how you get ready for it. Amen.
Amen.
That's exactly right. You eat plastic. I don't care what you do with it, but you better get right with God. Amen.
Amen.
That's how you get away from it. You can recycle all you want to. Amen. We can take emissions off a car. You can drop the power off a V8. You can put another muffler on that car. Amen. You can put filters on your tractor and trailer. I don't care what to do. You cannot stop this world going to catch on fire. Amen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Amen. Well, that was free. Amen. But here's what that rainbow means. It means a storm's passed. And so the Lord, listen, here's what John said. Here's what I saw. He said over that. Listen, let me read it so I can make sure. He sat on the throne. He was like jasper and sardine stone. And there was a rainbow around about the throne. I believe it signifies the storms have passed. No more. One of the great promises given about heaven is this. There's going to be no more storms. Thank God for that.
Amen.
You might not worry about that if you've been in a storm. Amen. But there's a brighter day coming if you've been in a storm. Hey, brother, there's a brighter day coming. Hey, sis, there's a brighter day coming.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at this now. There's going to be a day. Storms are no, I'm talking about no more sickness. Hallelujah. I've got a grandma and she's in the hospital tonight. I've got a grandpa who's out tonight. COVID's got him. And I mean, I'm talking about sick times. A fellow at our church found out his cancer. He's had two cancers before. Now he's got a cancer. It's come back. I've got another fellow that's sitting in a Baptist hospital and just busted all up. I'm talking about sicknesses are everywhere. But this storms, this rainbow signifies this. No more storms.
Right.
No more sickness. Amen.
Right.
No more COVID. Amen.
Right.
It's going to be gone. It ain't going
right.
COVID. Listen, you don't have social distance up there. You don't even have to worry about it. No more sickness, thank God.
Right.
No more COVID. No more breathing problems. Amen. No more aches and no more pains. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just got over that stuff again. And it really felt like, listen, it felt like if somebody had a vice on my hips and was cranking it down. Man, I never felt anything like that. God spoke to me and said, how many of them older senior saints, godly saints in your church feel like that all the time?
Yeah.
I'm talking about up there, there's going to be no more aching.
Amen.
Amen. No more storms, no more pains, no hospitals, thank God. Hey, he's not even going to be a funeral home over there. Hey, there's not even going to be a health department over there.
Amen.
I had that sickness. It felt like death.
Yep.
And my brother, we was getting ready. I paint
And he said, I need you to help me if there's any way possible. We got to paint the health department. They're going to be closed. I had it through Christmas. They're going to be closed right there at Christmas. Can you go and work? And it was that Monday right after Christmas. And I said, yeah, I'll go. Man, that was awful. And I finally got there, and we painted that place. And me and Dad had it, and I was sick. Daddy was laying in the floor. I mean, that's how bad we were, brother. I was laying down. I was straight. I didn't want to lay in the floor. It was at the health department.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. I looked at Daddy. I said, you're going to die. And so I got chairs together and laid in the chairs. And I went from there, and I told Philip, I said, listen, I've trimmed this thing out. Hurry and get this thing done. We got to get out of here. Yeah. And we really had to wait there until we got straight to get in the car to leave. And I left and got home, and it knocked me out. I was out. He calls me 2 days later, and he says, you won't believe this. I said, what? He said, they don't like that color. You won't make a Baptist preacher get real upset, get him sick, have him work, and then tell him he's going to have to do it all over again. I said, can I call up there and talk to him? He said, not when you're sick. And I thought, are you serious? And so then they changed the color. And they said, can y'all do it soon? I said, tell them I'm not seeing them until I get better. I don't care. They're going to have to deal with it. It was an ugly car. Whole time I was calling, I said, I'm sick, but this will make you real sick. I mean, like Big Bird yellow. Whole inside that place. We don't like that color. And so we're going from that to a blue. Well, that ain't going to take but 5 coats.
Right.
On block walls.
Right.
Man. Can y'all get up here and do it? And I said, no. No, we can't. We about died up there. Do it again. Listen here. Thank God there ain't going to be no health departments up there.
Amen.
Amen. I wrote this out. This was happening in my mind. Amen. Listen now. There's going to be no oxygen tanks there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No masks have to be worn up there. No hand sanitizer, thank God.
Amen.
I said, no hand sanitizer. Amen. We went to Tractor Supply, and they was trying to get rid of it, brother. And I said, well, what do you want for that? He said, we're trying to get rid of it. The more you buy, the more I give it to you. I said, really? I said, we'll get some for the church. And I got about 6 of them up here. And, oh, we'll knock it down, about 20 cent. I said, well, how much is that whole bucket? I don't know, $10? They said, that's just because we've got to charge you for the bucket. I said, I'll take it. We got 2 more. I'll take all of them, thank God. I was handing out sanitizer to everybody. Put them in there, all the church, you know. Thank God there won't be no more hand sanitizer there.
Amen.
Now get this now. There ain't gonna be no need for albuterol or Tylenol or Advil.
Amen.
Storms have passed.
Right.
No death.
Yep.
No death.
Amen.
I don't like funerals.
No.
I've not been to a funeral yet. I do like.
Right.
No death. No separation, no loneliness, no abandonment, no more discouraging news channels, no more media outlets.
Amen.
Hey, no more stock markets.
Yeah.
The longest time I thought NASDAQ and Dow was real people. Honest to goodness, I did. They said, NASDAQ's up today. And I said, well, bless him. Dow fell. Man, I thought he was doing pretty good. It's like a boxing match. NASDAQ's up 2 points. Well, he's doing pretty good today. They're going to fight tomorrow. Dow's up. Well, that's pretty good. And NASDAQ is too. Well, they're doing good today. Oh, NASDAQ fell again. Man, he's going to get Dow tomorrow. Honestly. As you know, the whole people, a lot of people, that's their thermometer of joy.
Yep.
Is how's all that going? There ain't going to be no more of that stuff happening anymore.
Yeah,
no more stock markets, thank God. No fear, no frustration, no fighting, no fussing, no Walmart. Amen, brother. I don't like Walmarts. I don't like them. Y'all like them. I don't like them. We got Tractor Supply at home and Lowe's, Aldi, Amazon. If you can't get it from them places, I don't need it. Listen now, there's no fear. I'm talking about this. There's a brighter day coming.
Amen.
When all of our storms in this life will be no more. Let me give you 2 more things, can I?
Yeah.
I don't know what time it is, but thank you. Let me look right here. I'm talking about in this city. And here's what we're looking at, the reminder of the promises, this rainbow. No more storms. Listen now. The sun's always shining up there.
Right. Amen.
Revelation 21 says the city had no need of the sun. We didn't even need the moon there. Neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.
Amen.
I'm talking about the one who's sitting in that throne in the middle of this city. He is the light.
Amen.
Get this. You won't even cast a shadow there.
Right.
Right? No darkness.
Right.
It'll be a complete light. I like the sunshine, but the problem with the sunshine in our earth turn is that we don't have light all the time, and darkness can be hard and depressing and discouraging. But I'm glad that there's a brighter day coming. Amen. A day where there'll be no need for the sun. No need. It'll be back like in Genesis 1. God made the light. You remember that? And God said, "Let there be light." And He didn't made the sun yet. Listen now, I don't know about you, but when I was sick, and if I'm ever going through a storm, the nighttime seems to be the hardest.
Right, yeah.
It seems to be the time that the adversary attacks the mind, but praise God, there'll be no night there. No darkness. It'll always be light.
Amen.
You know how it is, you go through a sickness, and I told Taffy, I've been through a couple of different sicknesses, and I'd say, "Honey, the nights are so hard. Man, I'd hate the nights." And the nights would come in, just attack you. But thank God that there won't be no nights there.
Amen.
Amen. Look now, at this throne, John saw this rainbow, and this is the throne that we, I believe, the born again, the true believers, will be rewarded at. At this throne that is encircled with a rainbow. It's a reminder of the grace of God. Listen now, we don't deserve His salvation. We didn't do a thing to inherit His forgiveness. But thank God for grace. Amen.
Amen.
This is going to take us saved. All this is happening at a time, listen, where those that are born again, we're going to give an account for everything we've done in this body, whether it be good or whether it be bad.
Right. Yeah.
Been to a lot of airports, and I don't know why I've got this in mind, but I'd go and I'd take stuff and put it on that conveyor belt. Man, you'll take your shoes off at some of them. I'm talking about, I'd have to untuck my shirt at some of them. I've been in prisons like that. Can't even take a belt or an ink pen, you know. And so they pass all your stuff through the, and you don't play around with that guy that's watching an x-ray machine. I play around with everybody. Don't mess with him. They get mad, stick you in a room by yourself. Okay? And so you just, "What are you doing? What's your business here?" "I'm just playing. We don't play here. I know. I found that out." "Who told you?" "The guy that kicked me in here. That's who told me." And so, listen now, you take your stuff, you put it on that, and you just walk through there, and you have nothing, right?
Right.
And then whatever comes out on the other side, and you hope it's coming out on the other side, because that's everything you need for the next however long you're gone.
Right.
And you get it, you put it back in your pocket, and they're saying, "Hurry, get down the line," but you can't. You've got to put your shoes on. Kind of like K&W. Oh, man. Y'all got K&W's here, brother? So y'all wouldn't get the, never mind. Y'all just killed my joke right there. Amen. Well, that's probably good. God didn't. That took too much. But you come out, all this is on the other side. Now, I don't know why I've got this in my mind. This isn't Bible, but this is, we're going to take our works and what we've done for God and set them down. This is just what, and I'm not saying this is, don't think this is Bible. This is just the way my mind comprehends. And we're going to put it down before the Lord, and it's going to go through the fire. It's going to be judged. And what we really done for the Lord is going to come out on the other side.
Right.
And that's really what we have to offer the Lord. You
right.
See, some of it was done in pride.
Yep.
And some of that stuff I'm going to put on that belt. It was, don't get, there's not a belt and it's not on it, but it's just the way my mind works. And I saw that going through these airports and stuff, but some things I done because I wanted people to see me. And some things I done because I thought, well, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
But the things that I really done for God out of a pure heart and a clean heart and those that I won to Christ and the way I raised my family, the way I conducted myself, and the way I conduct the church, that's all going to be put there. And what comes through the fire and makes it through the judgment, that's what I've got to offer God. Now, we might take a lot of stuff on this side and put it here, but it might not be too much that comes out on this side. You see? And so there's going to be a lot of stuff we're going to think, well, I've done this and I've done this, but we've not done it right.
Right.
And so amen. And so we're going to get it on the other side. God's just, amen. And God's holy. And God's going to be the judge of that. And then we're going to offer that. And people say, "I'm going to put on my crown and walk around that." Man, you ain't going to do that. You're going to take that crown and give it back to the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't going to be no prancing around heaven. There's only one person that's set on the throne. There's only one man that's going to get attention. Amen. Ain't going to be no put on my crown and walk around. Ain't going to be none of that. Amen. It's a good song, but it ain't Bible. Amen. I've done some good preaching, but it wasn't Bible too. Praise God. Amen. I say, it's a preacher right here, you know. But listen, now, this judgment, this is a time for the judgment of the people of God.
Right.
You see? But then there's another throne that's talked about. Now listen, this is all, and me and Brother Josh talking about this, that rainbow there. And that's going to be a promise, I believe, to the believer. We're going to be, we're going to be kind of like, man, we're going to stand before God and give an account for everything done in this body, whether it be good or bad. Now, I'm not going to be judged for my sin. Right? Some people say, oh, I've sinned and God's going to judge me for it. If you're born again, that sin's been paid for.
Right?
I believe that. He's already took care of all my sin. Right. Amen. He don't have to buy. He don't have to die again. He said paid for the sin of the whole world.
Amen.
But what I've done in this life and what he's given me to do, I'm going to have to give an account for that.
Right.
But thank God for grace and that rainbow there. You know what that's going to be a reminder of? It's all right.
Amen.
Amen. Everything's going to be all right. There's going to be grace there, but there's another throne that's mentioned where the unbelievers will be judged, and that's the great white throne judgment. It's not here, friend. Listen, if you're lost, you're not going to be right here with us in Revelation chapter number 4. You're not going to be there. You know, there's another judgment that you're going to go through later, and that's the great white throne judgment. You're going to stand before God. He's going to say, why didn't you accept my son? Why didn't you accept my gift? Why didn't you accept my gift? At this judgment, there's no grace, no mercy. There's only judgment and justice. And so I'd ask you, where are you going to be at?
Right.
Which one will you be? Which one will you be at?
Right.
Thank God, December the 1st, 1993. Amen. I settled it.
Amen.
Amen. By the way, this is true. This is really going to happen. We're reading about the future right here.
Right.
This is going to happen. Child of God, listen, this is going to be a bright day for us.
Amen.
Amen. It's a brighter day. Let me give you this and I'll be done. Illustration here. He says that there was a life insurance leaflet and it contained the following. It said a father and a girl of 10 years, both were good swimmers. They entered the waters of the Atlantic at a New Jersey seashore resort a few summers ago. When some distance from shore, they became separated and the father realized that they were being carried out to sea by the tide. He called out to his daughter. He said, Mary, I'm going to go to shore for help. And if you get tired, turn on your back. You can float all day on your back, and I'm going to come back for you. Before long, many searchers and boats were scurrying over the face of the water, hunting for one small girl, while hundreds of people to whom the news had spread waited anxiously on shore. It was 4 hours before they found her, far from land, and she was calm. She was floating on her back, not at all frightened. Cheers and tears of joy and relief greeted the rescuers with their precious burden as they came to land. The child took it calmly. And here's what she said. She said, he said he'd come for me. He said I could float all day. So I swam and I floated because I knew that he would come.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, I'd say this, child of God, times have seemed dark. Good night.
Yep.
Feel like you don't fit in here, and we don't. Times seem hard. They seem dark. They might seem sometimes like you're not going to make it.
Right.
Can I tell you this, child of God? When you can swim, swim.
Amen.
Amen. When you can swim, swim. When all you do is seems like it's turn over on your back and float, float. Amen. Why is that? Because God said this. He said he's going to come and get us. Amen.
Amen.
And when he comes and get us, that's going to be a brighter day, thank God.
Amen.
And we're going to be took out of here. Amen. It might seem like you can't get through next week. And all you can do is barely scrap by. Listen, I say, child of God, barely scrap by. Amen. It seems like sometimes you're on a mountaintop and you're shouting the victory and everything's going well. Can I tell you, when you get on the mountain, shout the victory, amen. And run the laps and do well. In these times down the valley, when it seems like all you can do is just pull your head up to get a breath of air. Can I tell you what to do? Stick your head up and get a breath of air. And when it seems like times you're in the hospital and you don't know what to do, listen, just hang on by a thread. Hang on by a thread. And when there's times it's going great and the bills are paid, everything's looking good and it couldn't get no better, thank God, shout it out, amen. But listen, there's a brighter day coming,
amen.
There's a brighter day coming. Oh, hold on to what you got, friend.
Right.
Amen. There's a brighter day coming. I'm going to ask my babies to come up, can we?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to have them sing you a song. Is that all right, brother?
Yes,
hey, there's a brighter day. This ain't the end for the child of God. This ain't as good as it gets for the child of God. It's a brighter day. Well, preacher, you don't understand. I don't know how much longer I can take it. I don't know how much farther I can go. When's it going to happen? Could happen at any minute. Amen. And when you swim, swim. Amen. And if you got to turn on your back and float, turn on your back and float. But just keep your head above water because he's coming to get us. Hallelujah. He's coming. Amen, brother. Amen. Can we stand to our feet, heads bound, eyes closed? You might be here today and you say, preacher, I don't know if I can make it any longer. Keep going for God. Amen. I don't know. You don't understand what else happened in my life. I don't understand. But keep going on for God, child of God. Listen, hey, it's a brighter day on the horizon. Amen. Would you come? Say, God. Oh, God, help me just to keep coming. Thank you for the promises that there's a brighter day on the horizon. Would you come and say, God, help me. Help me to keep my eyes that you're coming and get the world out of my mind and keep in focus that we're just here for a little while. Eternity's forever, but we're just here for a little while. Amen. Would you come? Would you come? Would you, God bless these that are coming. Would you come? Would you come? Listen, lost friend, in this crowd, listen, probably somebody here don't know the Lord. There's going to come a time when you're going to stand before God. You're going to stand before God. And all the sin in your life, you're going to have to give an answer for. But no excuse is going to be sufficient. Oh my, what an awful time. Hey, why don't you come tonight? I tell you this, all the sin in your life has already been paid for. All you got to do is reach out and grab it and accept that gift. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I tell you, God loves you. God loves you. God wants you to be saved more than anybody else. Amen. Won't you come today and be saved? Won't you come today and be born again? Would you come? Would you come? Hey, listen, saved friend. There's going to come a time we're going to stand before God. Hey, don't let that scare you. Good night. If you've given your best, if you've run that race the best you can, thank God there's going to be a day. He's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Man, he just gives us a few things to be faithful on. We ought to be responsible right there over those few things. Amen. And what is our strength here, one day we will enter into. Now get that. The joy of the Lord's our strength. But one day he's going to say, enter into the joy of the Lord. I don't understand all that, but that's pretty good. Amen. What I draw from is heavenly. Amen. One day I'm going to be engulfed in it, praise God. Why don't you come say, with the help of the Lord, I'm going to carry on. Amen. She's going to sing. She's going to sing. Listen now, it's a brighter day on the horizon.
Shadows fall all around us.
You might want to get your family. Going through a hard time, say, listen, family, we're going to carry on for the cause of Christ because there's a brighter day coming. Amen.
Don't despair soon.
There's a brighter day on the way.
There's a brighter day coming. Soon our heartaches will be gone. Sorrow won't be a memory in the light of heaven's dawn.
Oh, it's a brighter day on the way, friend.
Even
well, listen now.
The blackest midnight,
that blackest midnight. Listen, what you got?
I have a lamp.
Yeah.
To guide my way.
That's our hope. Praise God. Amen.
For the light of God's word shines in my heart and turns the darkness in.
Preacher, if you would come, God, help us now. Help us be encouraged through your word that there's a brighter day on the horizon. It's not going to be long now. God, help us to be found faithful in what you've given us to do. Faithful over the few that you've given us. But God, if there's somebody here who does not know you as their Savior, oh God, I pray that you'd help them to see the brighter day is not going to be coming for them. They can have that bright day, but God, right now they need to trust in the Lord Jesus, calling out upon him to be saved. We love you and we bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Maybe God spoke to somebody. I want to give you just another moment or two. God may be dealing with you. If God spoke to you, you need to come. I want to give you that opportunity. It's not a game. I know sometimes maybe some people might seem like it is, but it's reality. It's reality, getting to God or not, drawing closer to God or not. God speaks to you. If you need to come, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. Amen. All right, you can look this way. Amen. Appreciate the preaching of the Word of God, don't you? Amen. I appreciate these families all singing for us, all these different ones. It's all been good. Amen. Brother Callaway, Brother Moyes, the family, Brother Sislav and the family, congregational, it's all been good. Amen. Amen. I'm glad, like he said, there's a brighter day coming. Wouldn't it be wonderful that you don't have to hurry up and end the service and go home? And just do this all day and night. 10,000 years would just be started. Amen. Amen. You say, I don't know if we can go on that long. Oh, yeah, we can. In glory, we can. Amen. In glory, we can. It'll be wonderful. Amen. It will be wonderful over there. Amen. For the child of God, it's just going to get better and better. For the sinner, it's just going to get worse and worse. But I appreciate the preaching the Word of God. Amen. We're going to dismiss in word of prayer. I'm going to get Brother Sislav and his wife, if she's able, I don't know, she can come up front, stand up and get my wife and I'll stand up here and shake hands. We're going to dismiss in a word of prayer. We will try to marathon a little bit afterwards. I don't even know what time it is. I didn't look to see. I'm like, Joshua showed me a picture of a clock. Look, it's on the back of a church. It's a square clock, but it's got the hands up here and all the numbers is down in the corner. And it says, what does it matter anyhow? Just preach. That's what it said on the thing. All them numbers can go. Amen. The hands is up there, but there wasn't no numbers with it. And anyway, I didn't come in to get out. I come in to get in. Amen. And I've enjoyed it. It's been good. Amen. And I appreciate the presence of the Lord and the truth of God's word. Amen. And I enjoyed all that. So anyway, we're going to dismiss in a word of prayer. If you want to hang around and shake hands, you can. If you don't want to shake hands, that's fine. I understand. And if you want to stay and help marathon with us, that'd be wonderful too. If you can't, I understand that also as well. But be praying for us about all that. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow. We've been starting at 6 during the week on Saturday. We don't get started till 8:00. So if you want to come in for that men's prayer meeting at 7, gonna do that. All right, men's prayer meeting at 7 in the morning. And then we're gonna probably get in here and pray and be there ready to start at 8:00 in the studio. So if you can plan on doing that, that'll be a blessing. Pray for the Sislav family. He's talking about them traveling. And pray for Joshua and Katie going to pull out in the morning, travel back to Oklahoma as well. And so pray for them. Pray for Brother Callaway traveling through the night. Amen. Moore's family going to stay with us. Amen. They're going to be right here for a while. And he thinks it's just through Sunday, but all that snow coming in, they might be here for a week. Who knows? I'm just kidding. I don't think we're supposed to get it. Amen. But we're looking forward to the service time. All right. Let's bow our head and dismiss in a word of prayer. Appreciate Brother Richardson being with us. Brother Lawrence Richardson, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?